Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Let's get to the Falcons and the Commanders. Here's where I want to start on this with you, Danny. Have you noticed that out of Atlanta, and maybe this is just because I have a couple of buddies that do radio and work in the media down there that I've talked to, that I have this kind of feeling. They are talking about this game, not the team itself, but the media, the fan base, as a season definer. They are talking about this game in Atlanta as if the result is going to determine whether or not they're going to have a competitive season. Feels early for that. But that's what happens when you get blown out by 30 by a bad team last week. They get shut out by the Panthers, who came in 0-2. They lose 30-0 in their worst performance as a club in years. And Michael Penix looked like a guy that shouldn't start. Now, they need to keep starting him. They need to develop him. But that's how he played. He played like a guy that gave you absolutely no chance. It was a dreadful performance. And because of all of those things, that confluence of things, I think, now at 1-2, going into this game with Washington, their media is looking at this game and they're going, the Commanders are possibly without Jaden Daniels. They're likely without Terry McLaurin. They might also be without Noah Brown and John Bates. They've got two guards that have already been swapped out. That's all on the offensive side of the ball, mind you. Their secondary is the Walking Wounded. It's a TV show with a bunch of zombies just kind of arms in front of them wandering around at this point. Their narrative is, if we can't beat this Washington group at home this week coming off of that dud in a show-me spot, then at 1-3, we're starting to talk about Raheem Morris in year two and his job security. They've already fired a coach, oh, by the way, this week. That's the narrative out of there.
Yeah.
That's scary if you're the Commanders with all those injuries going on the road when a team is that hungry and has its backs against the wall to that extent.
So if you're one of these teams, like if you're the Jets or – maybe that's not a great example, but a team that's got no shot this year, right? Just somebody that's 1-2 or 0-3 that everybody knows isn't very good, and you're talking about desperation. You can be as desperate as you want. I don't care if you're desperate. If you're desperate and you've got some talented playmakers, that makes you dangerous to me. So everybody's going to roll their eyes and laugh at that for a team that just lost 30-0 on the road against the Carolina Panthers. And they looked dreadful. They did not look NFL competitive. They looked like a team that's going to pick first or second in the draft. I'm very aware of that. There's still too much danger in Bijan Robinson and Drake London and some of these young pass rushers for me to just kind of gloss over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody in that building that's getting paid to figure out what to do actually figures out what to do, where you get Bijan Robinson ahead of steam, you know, get him a running start on some of these little dump down, early down passes to get him out in space, you just figure out that you've got really, really good weaponry and maybe a different way to utilize them at all. If anybody's up in the lab figuring that out, this is a dangerous team still. And I know nobody wants to hear about that. They have not played well on offense yet. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That's not the debate. The point is they're more capable than this. And I don't want to be the one where the musical chair stops them and we find out this week, hey, actually, they did find something on offense. Find it against Buffalo or San Francisco, some of their teams that they're playing later. I'm scared that they might find it this week against a beat-up secondary. And, you know, defensively, again, if they get you into some bat down and distance, a la Washington, they can get after the passer a little bit. See, that Minnesota game is the example.
So I went into the Raiders game based on the rest disadvantage for Vegas coming cross-country after Monday night, with Washington having not played since Thursday, of the mindset that the Commanders were definitely going to win. I would have been very, very surprised if they didn't. It was the kind of game where I rarely ever look at a betting line and bet on Washington to cover a spread, but that would have been the week to do it. I don't feel the same way this week. Now, am I going to pick them to win? Yes. Do I think that they will? Absolutely. Would I be a little bit surprised if they didn't? I would. But I can also see it. I couldn't see it with the Raiders. Cross country, short week, travel, the air in the defense, the way they were playing. I just thought it was a really, really good matchup for the Commanders. The Falcons is less that. And so I think our show and our discussions and discourse needs to kind of reflect that this week. But the underlying element of this matchup to me, and just kind of what makes this fun going in, is the desperation you can smell coming from Atlanta already. Makes it a little scarier going there. If Washington was fully healthy, I'd feel a lot better. But those two things together, the fact that they really need it, that the walls are caving in a little bit super early on them, probably earlier than should be the case, but also that you're so banged up might give the Falcons a chance. I want to play this audio from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, where a media that remembers Marcus Mariota starting for the Falcons had this to say about this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Game with Washington.
Telling you, I'm looking you right in your eye. If Marcus Mariota is quarterbacking the Commanders, he is not coming in here to end the Falcons season. That cannot happen.
Be careful what you say.
We better
be
careful. Raheem Morris,
what you say,
needs to be careful.
If we lose
to
Marcus Mariota next week,
I'm telling you,
I think Jaden Daniels is going to play. But if we lose to Marcus Mariota, you fire him right then. You fire him. Period. I don't want to hear it after that.
So there's a lot to chew on there. I mean, that is an incredible commentary about a guy who's four games into his second season. But first off, they talk about if Marcus Mariota-led Washington comes in and beats them, their season ends. I think that's premature. Like, their demise will have been exaggerated, but you can kind of get the point. Tampa Bay's got a legit chance to go to 4-0 this week. You'd be 1-3, three games back. You'd need to sweep them moving forward and put a bunch of now birdies in the cup after a bunch of bogeys on Ryder Cup week. So I understand the urgency here, but I do think that's a little overstated to say that their season would end. I also love this idea. You can't come into the Benz and do that as if they've got some amazing home field advantage. I mean, that stadium is like 40, 60 Washington fans when they play here. Can we not pretend like this is Lambeau Field in December? You're not coming into the Benz and disrespecting us. It's like the stadium that every college team ever uses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that, it's just not like, I don't think of the Benz and
it's
go.
It's a regional airport. Settle down.
Damn, that's the place. You just can't go beat the Falcons there. You better hope that Drake London and Michael Penix aren't on the field in the Benz on carpet.
I know Tampa did in week one, but you don't come into the Benz and win.
Oh, that's true. They've already played Tampa.
Yeah,
so they're really effectively like three games behind them even at this point. So I get the aggressiveness of needing to get back into the race, but also they have not updated any kind of file on Mariota, who, yeah, when he was in Atlanta on a bad outfit, bad offense, you know, a worse version of himself, that if he comes there and beats you, it's a really bad sign.
So I understand that to a degree. You're forgiven for not seeing a couple backup, you know, short samples of him coming in relief for Washington on, you know, not national television, regional casts. Their view of him is a much larger sample where he wasn't particularly good, got benched and walked out.
But it's such a dependent position. I mean, now you're coming in there in an elite offense run by a guy who's going to be a head coach again because he can scheme
really
everybody
good.
Up, where Marcus Mariota fits like a glove.
Totally.
I mean, do we think Marcus Mariota suddenly got great at being a quarterback? I don't think so. I think he's a really good fit in a good situation.
Same. Yeah, I think that's kind of my clear case for it. So, yeah, but to me, they're forgiven for not having their file totally updated. The same way that I wasn't ready to crown Sam Darnold after a couple of weeks last year before he finally just kept putting in great samples in Minnesota. Like, to me, it was the, yeah, he could have a nice quarter and a half, but he's going to turn it over a million times and melt down. And he was awesome for, you know, 14, 15 weeks last year in Minnesota. So I understand not updating it yet, but you and I think differently about it. I'm going, he finally found a place, talking about Mariota, where this all makes sense. And he's kind of an extension of Kingsbury there, where there's always a good option for him. You're not asking him to do things that he's not really capable of doing or should be doing.
Yeah, I trust him to play well. I think in this offense, he's going to go out and he's never really going to beat you. He's not going to turn the football over three or four times. They have one turnover all season. It was kind of a fluky fumble by him, but there was never a ball in harm's way. They didn't really ask him to make throws that would have put the ball in harm's way. But I understand the logic. I can see myself yeah. being in that same spot where, you know, our version of that would be like if Taylor Heinicke was somewhere now getting to play for an elite level quarterback in yeah. a good offense in a great scheme, and he had a couple of good games where I'm saying I can't go to 1-3 because Taylor Heinicke comes into Northwest and beats me. Then DQ's on the hot seat. Then he needs to be fired. You know, then we could do the same thing this way.
Yeah, like if the Bears were starting Sam Howell in 2 weeks. I'd have that same, you know, that same sort of refrain.
So let's open up the phones on this then at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The Falcons, less the team, but more the media and the fan base, are defining this game this weekend as if it's going to make or break their season. There is a desperation they're going to play with coming off of getting blanked 30-0 by one of the bad teams in this league. And you've got all the injuries with Washington. So for all the reasons you would think the Commanders go down there and beat them, a couple things working against them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.